Hello and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Sundays. I'm your host, Reese, and this is the remnants of Reese's Remember All. Now, today's topic is going to be on grounding and warding, the basics. Because everyone has their own special and unique way of doing things. So this will just be the simple way of setting forth a groundwork, pun not quite so intended, on how to ward yourself and how to ground yourself. Today will also include a simple guided meditation that'll come at the very end. Starting off with grounding and what that is. Grounding is the practice of centering yourself to not get swept up in what is going on around you and in your life. This can be done via meditation, and at first, this might be the best way to go about grounding. The more you do it, the easier it will be to do. As a note, this is grounding for spiritual work and will differ from those techniques used to help with anxiety and panic attacks. That being said, this is a helpful practice and something all practitioners need to have in their toolkits. Okay, so the way that I learned to do this in an official manner was to meditate, relax the body with each breath moving from the top of your head down to your feet. With that done, take a moment and be at peace in the moment. And as this sets in, imagine or visualize tree roots extending down into the ground from the parts of you that are touching the ground. For some, that could be their whole back as they lay down to the ground. Others, just the bottom of their feet. Find what works best for you, because there is no one right way to do this. I have known people to lay down on the ground and do grounding and meditating, the front or the back, laying on the ground. Others tend to just stand with their feet mushed down into the ground and release and ground that way. As far as how I tend to do it now is what Christopher Penzat calls trigger magic, which is a set motion or series of actions to activate a preset actionable outcome, which has been a helpful tool in my personal practice kit, especially with grounding and warding, because sometimes you need to ground or ward quickly and don't have the time to take the long way around. Now, that does not mean by any sense of the word that I don't do, you know, more traditional grounding work, because I do. What I have developed for my personal practice is that quick activation to tell my mind, no, we're not going to get swept up in this. This is not our mess. I need to take a beat. Personally, I would suggest you also carry a black tourmaline or snowflake obsidian worry stone to rub through these moments. Even with quicker methods of grounding, it can be really helpful. Stones, for my practice, I tend to see them as reminders of what we need in that time, and less about more metaphysical properties, which, yes, some do, some don't. And so going into things with that outlook, which we'll cover further in depth about how I do crystal magic and stone work in a later episode, probably 8 or 9, because I've got it that far planned out and written out for my outlines. So this means that today we have 2 stones of the day, starting with my go-to worry stone, the snowflake obsidian. And again, my info is coming from the Encyclopedia of Crystals, Volume 1 by Judy Hall. And in it, she describes snowflake obsidian as a good stone for compassion, strength, circulation, wound healing, joint pain, releasing, quote, wrong thinking and stressful mental patterns, as well as detoxing, among other various things. Snowflake obsidian carries the properties of regular obsidian, those being good for scrying mirrors, insight, impelling growth, deep soul healing, and mercilessly exposing the hidden. Obsidian is, by its very nature, a protective stone, absorbing negative energies and shielding the holder against them, bringing clarity of mind as well. This is in part due to a lack of crystalline structure, so it is wise to exercise caution when working with any obsidian. So why do I suggest snowflake obsidian? because it is more balanced and beginner-friendly. It is a stone of purity and personal balance, promoting inner centering and teaches us to value our mistakes along with our success. Now, black tourmaline, on the other hand, is an effective block against curses, spiritual attacks, and negative energies. This stone also grounds energy and disperses tension and stress. While doing all of that, black tourmaline also promotes a positive outlook no matter the circumstances and practical creativity. This, while working with the baseline of tourmaline, being a healing stone, as well as a natural purifier and good scrying stone. Tourmaline, while naturally or more commonly a black stone, comes in a variety of colors, but I find the black tourmaline and snowflake obsidian are a strong combo to have on hand for daily workings and helper stone. So as far as grounding, both of these stones are quite helpful, but what about when it comes to warding? Well, let's discuss that. To start with, warding is the act of shielding or defending yourself, an area, or another person from harm. A simple outlook on that is the old childhood phrase, talk to the hand because the face ain't listening. This is the act of shutting down negativity and the BS of another before you have to deal with it. Spiritually speaking, I like to envision a personal force field around me, sometimes with runes or sigils floating around the surface to help bolster the strength. And full disclosure, I am a Trekkie, so when something feels off in a place or situation, I will say to myself the old, shields up, red alert, as part of my trigger magic. I don't usually say it out loud, unless I'm trying to be comical about the situation and pass off what is going on as like, oh, wasn't that just so quirky and so funny? Oh, yeah. Shields up, red alert, somebody's being sassy. That is also me telling me to just, like, watch out for whatever is about to go down. I have found it easier to ward once grounded, and I have known some who do it reversed. So really, the order is up to you. Some practices require a specific order of operations, and I would abide by those rules of that tradition. But being self-taught and building my own practice, I can do things my own way. Now, as an added bonus about transition, today I'll walk you through a quick and simple grounding as well as an easy warding exercise. Nothing flashy or strenuous today. Remember, safety first. Please don't do this while driving or in a place that you'll be disturbed. With that disclaimer out of the way, let's start with the grounding. So, now is the time to find a cozy spot and settle in. I'll give you a moment. Okay. Comfy? Good. Now, you may notice the tension and stress running throughout your body. That's totally normal, and this may help release some of that tension. Close your eyes. Lean back and feel the surface on which is supporting you. Take a slow, deep breath in and out. In. 2, 3, 4, 5. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5. In. 2, 3, 4, 5. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5. And as you keep doing that, become more aware of the surfaces you are touching. Allow yourself to relax with each breath into them, letting go of that stress, relaxing the muscles of your body. Let all thoughts pass by, holding on to nothing in particular. This is not their time nor place. Another deep breath, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let it all go, and be in this moment of relaxation. You are here, not in the past or the future, not in your worries. Feel the air flow around you. Let it caress you. Be aware of how it glides across you as you meld with the chair. For a moment, feeling its strength, with another deep breath, remain here for a moment, aware but still. Feeling strength and peace, one more deep breath in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hold, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now feel your body, be aware of it, the relaxation, and as you breathe, come back into it. Know that you are supported and you have strength. And all those situations that cause the tension and muscle strain are a breeze across a chair. Deep breath in, 2, 3, 4, 5. And out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stretch your arms and neck if you can. Feel their weight, their strength. Be aware of your legs. That is not your weight, but strength. One more deep breath. In, 2, 3, 4, 5. And out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes slowly, still letting your thoughts pass you by. Seeing with clarity as you look around. Free to stand and move about. Take a moment to stretch before we go into the warding. Ready? Good. Now that you've done a mini grounding, warding will be easy peasy. I like to ward while standing. So, from that POV, while still aware of your surroundings, close your eyes and visualize a shimmering blue barrier rising around you, glistening like water, cleansing and dispelling anything that tries to enter your personal bubble. Make the bubble as large or as small as you would like. For me, it's just out of reach of my outstretched arms, so I don't care for tight spaces, which is why I go about it that way. For you, it might look different. Remember, nothing that means you harm can get through. Now, open your eyes. And know you're going to be okay. Letting the wards down is a simple matter of visualization and intent. So with these tools in your kit, go forth and be relaxed wherever you may be. Today is a shorter episode, a lot simpler. And I would like to do the tarot pull now. Little tarot card ASMR, which is always lovely. Now this is out of my beginner friendly deck again. I think after a quick grounding and a simple overview of warding, going with the beginner friendly that's a lot nicer about things is the way to go. And the thing to remember also about warding is you can use the stones, the black tourmaline and snowflake obsidian, hold those and do your visualization of that barrier. and then go along and use them, attach it to them, use a trigger phrase to activate, which we can cover a more in-depth variation later. I think we'll do one more of those snap shuffles and then do the pull. But I'm going to do this. And then if you enjoyed today's small, simple, guided meditation, let me know, and we can do more of those, possibly do an entire episode that is just one long guided meditation, uninterrupted. There are quite a few guided meditations out there that could be quite helpful for different things. Now, our coming week, what is that going to look like? The Eight of Cups. The imagery of the Eight of Cups is that there are four cups turned on their side. Four still standing upright. And the Page of Cups has their back turned while a moon hangs overhead. A full moon hangs overhead. So while everything may seem like it's falling apart as we head into this week, know that there is still good. You still have quite a bit. Some plans just may not be working out the way you would like them to, and really, that's okay. Because sometimes you need to just let it go. While there is no sense in crying over spilt milk, taking the time to feel your feelings and not let them control you and possess you and run your life. Feel them, acknowledge them, but carry on and remember that you do still have quite a bit of good, and your journey is nowhere near over. A temporary minor setback on the path to success and achievement. And for support in that, we have the Four of Swords. The imagery being that one lays near a young man who is laying on a bed, while three more hang overhead, looking as though they are poised to fall and do him harm. No bindings are visible to hold him down, which goes into saying that it is time to get out of the way. You are not defenseless, and you have the ability to move. Step aside. Let these troubles and worries pass you by, and carry on. You are stronger than you believe you are to be. You are smarter and wiser than you believe yourself to be. So take this time, and if you must rest, take that time to rest, relax, but do not give up, for you are close to achieving certain goals that you have set for yourself. So I hope in this coming week you will see the opportunities and seize them. Remember to ground yourself, ward yourself, and don't give up. Even when things seem like you absolutely have to give up. Thank you for joining me today. Please go and take a look at the link tree in the description for all of my socials. Leave a review and come back next week for more spirit talk. As always, merry meet, merry part. And until we merry meet again, hail to the old ones, and blessed be.